Okay, we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to start Chazara on the second parak of Chagiga. Ein Dorshin Ba'arayos. You can't learn or teach over Arayos B'Shlosha in a group of three. Below B'Maisa Merkava, and not with regards to the creation of the world, B'Shnaim in a group of two. Below B'Merkava B'Yochid, and you can't learn about the heavenly chariot, even as an individual. Elim Cain, unless I admit Chochom, he was wise, and maybe Midaito, and he could kind of understand himself. Kol Hamistakel Ba'ava Devarim. Anybody who looks at in these four things, Ra Sui, some people are going to say Ra is better, Loi for him, Ki'ilu Loi Niv Ba'la Olam. It's better that he did not come to this world. These are the four things. Mala Mala, what's above the heavens, malamata, what's below the heavens, the earth, malithnim, what's before, or malachol, what's going to be after. B'chol shaloi chas al kvoid koino, and somebody who doesn't have, is not concerned about the honor of his maker, rosui or ra'oi is fitting, loi shaloi ba'al olam, it's better that he never came to this world. Gemara. Amar Tzvareish, it said in the beginning of the Mishnah, V'lo b'merkava b'yochid, a person shouldn't learn it alone. And obviously if he's learning alone, he has the ability to. V'hodo amart, Ela imkein, hayachachom mein v'daitoi. Then it says, he can only learn if he basically understands. So in the beginning it said, you can't learn, and then it said, you can learn if you understand. It's a bit of a contradiction. So hachika amar, this is really how you understand the Mishnah. Ein dorshin ba'arayos, you can't teach in arayos. Lushlosha. We're changing over here. You shouldn't teach in Arayos to a group of three. Originally, understanding the Gerst and the Mishnah is Bushlosha with three people together. Now we're saying teaching to three. So a Rebbe can't teach to three in Arayos. V'lo b'maisa v'rashis lushnaim. And a Rebbe can't teach to two people with regards to the creation of the world to two. V'lo b'merkava l'yochid. And he can't teach to an individual unless Ella imkein chochom, unless the student was wise. And maybe Midaito basically has the ability to do it himself somewhat. Carries on in the Mishnah. Ein Dorshin Ba'arayos V'Shlosha. Or we know Shlosha now, we shouldn't teach to three people. My Taimon. What's the reason? Or what's the source? We're going to say, okay, Ilema Mishum Dixi, because it says in the Torah with regards to Arayos, illicit relations, Ish Ish El Kol She'er Basaroi, means each person to any she'er basaro basically means to his flesh, which is a relative. And basically don't, we're going to see the end of the pasuk, keep away. Ish, ish, so it says a lot, it says ish twice. So let's start counting. That's trey, that's two people. She'er basaroi is to a relative, which is the third person, is chad. So we've got three, with addition over here. And the Torah says, lo sikravu legalos erva. And the pasuk continues, you should not get gathered together in order to reveal the secrets of Erva. Okay, so if you want to say that's the source, so let's follow that logic through. It says in the pasuk over here, Ish Ish Ki Yikalel Elokov, when a person is blessing Hashem, or in a nice way, but cursing Hashem, and Ish Ish, each person, Asher Yitain Mizoro, which will give from his seed, in his progeny, L'moylech to the Moylech to some kind of Avodah Zorah. Hachanami, we're going to apply this logic, and we're going to say that you can't learn these in groups. And we know that's not the case, because the only restrictions over here are what are mentioned in the Mishnah. So Ella, so what's Pshat of the Ish Ish over there? Hanu, those ones, Mibayalei, are required for the following. The Ravos to include Eser Nochrim, the non-Jews, Shumuz Horim, that they're commanded, Al Berachas Hashem, that they shouldn't bless Hashem, means curse Hashem, but al avodah zarah, and also that they're commanded not to do avodah zarah to Yisrael, like Jews. So hanami. So this also, with regards to the arayos mibayale, we would need it for the rabbis to include eser nochrim, shemuz harim, that they're commanded al harayos, that they shouldn't do arayos to Yisrael, like Jews. So let's try again. So what's the source? You can't teach to three in arayos. Elam is chesed. If you want to say it from the following pasuk, ushmar tem means you guys guard. Es mishmarti, my guarding. We're going to do a count again. Mishmartem is talking about two people, trey. Mishmarti is chad, is a sort of three people. But Amar Chumana, and the Torah says, levilti, this is the continuation of the pasuk, in order the ability is not to, as sois do, the chukos, from the statues of toevos, the abominable statues, basically means doing harayas, so don't do that. So if you can apply that logic though, it's going to come out, elmiatar, dichsiv, it says, ushmartim esa shabbos, you should guard the shabbos, and the shmartim is double, ushmartim esa matzois, you should guard the matzois, there's also the shmartim is double, ushmartim esa mishmer esa kodesh, so that, this is three, ushmartim is two, and mishmer esa kodesh is talking about guarding the base of mikdash. Hachinam, you're going to say over there, you can't teach us over to three, or to two, so that can't be. So where's the source? Ella Amar Ravashi says Ravashi, my ain Dorshin Vatarais Vishlosha. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says you can't Dorshin Vatarais Vishlosha or Tulushlosha? Ain Dorshin, you can't teach over the Sisre Arias. Sisre Arias means the hidden things of Arias, means the things that are not written explicitly in the Torah that are prohibited, like we learnt at the end of the first parak, that Bas is Beto, his daughter from a from somebody he raped, he's also to marry her. So that's not written explicitly in the Torah. You can't teach that to three people. Lush losha, my time. What is the reason? It's a svara. It's we learn it out. It's not from post psukim. It's actually a svara. We're going to explain the svara. So we're going to contrast why two is okay and three is a problem. Bay tray, two people you can teach is okay. Ki yosvi kamei rabbi, who are they going to sit in front of their rebbe? Chad shakil v'tori v'hadi rabbi. One is going to give and take with his rav, but idach, and the other one, Matzli, is going to incline udenei his ear. Look at Mara to the learning, so he's going to listen basically to his rebbe and also his chavrusa. However, now this is the problem. So also three people. So if someone's going to ask a question, had shakil v'tari, one's going to give and take v'hadi rabbi with his rebbe, v'hanach tvei, and the other two, what are they going to do? Shakil v'taru. They're going to, you know, learn together. The lo yodi, and they're not going to know Mike Amar Rabbi, who they're not going to know what their rebbe is saying because they're not listening. But also they're going to come to the mishrei permit isura a prohibition, but arayos specifically in our case talking about Bitoi, his daughter from a rape victim, because it's not written in the Torah. They're going to think it's permissible. So ask the Gemara though if that's the case. I hachi kol Torah nami. This svara should apply to everything. Basically, if a rebbe is teaching to three people, maybe one person can ask a question, the other two are not going to listen. So answer the Gemara, Araya Shani, no. Illicit relations are different. The Amamar, that Mar says, Gezel the Arayas, these two things, the theft and illicit relations, nafshoi, the nefesh of a person, machmadoson, it desires them, misavan, covets lehem, he's got a disposition to these things. Ask the Gemara though, Ihachi Gezel Nami. If that's the case, then so Gezel also, you should not also be allowed to teach to a group of three. So answers the Gemara, Arias Vein Bifono. Arias, whether this person that he desires is before him, Vein Shalom Bifono, whether the person is not before him, Nafish Yitzri, great is his Yitzahara, his imagination, he's got all his plans. However, Gezel Bifono, when it's in front of him, the object that he wants to steal, nafish yitzri, he has a stronger inclination, he wants to steal it. Shalom b'fonov, but when it's not before him, lo nafish yitzri, he's not so bothered. So he hasn't got such a strong yitzahara. So basically, Arias, since he's got a big yitzahara, therefore we're worried that if they're not going to listen, they're going to go and permit it. Okay, carrying on in the Mishnah. It says, v'lo b'maisa b'reishis b'shnaim. You can't teach in the without the creation of the world to two people. So, Mihani Mili, where is the source of this? The Tanna Rabbanan, we've got a Braisa. It says, this passage is going to say, when you may ask. It says, Ki shall, when you will ask, no, please, Liyomim Rishonim, for the earlier days. He wants to ask about the earlier days. End of Pasuk. So, we say from this, Yochid, an individual, Shoel, may ask. So, we see in the Pasuk. The Ein Shnaim Shoel, we learn from, we make a Diok, but two people should not ask. So, you see that you should only teach to one and not to two. So, as though you may think, Yachal Yishal Adam, you may think a person can ask, Kodim Shinibra Oilam, before the world was created, Tamaloima, Lemin Hayoim, from the day Asher Bara, Hashem created Elohim, Adam, so when did he create Adam Rish on the day 6? Al Oretz, upon the ground. So that's talking about when you may ask, yeah? And it says, Lemin Hayoim, from that day, so from day 6 you can ask. So Yachal carries on the writer, Lo Yishal Adam Mishashus, you may be gracious. Now, you may think that a person may not ask of the actual days before Adam and Rishon was created, from the days of Rishon themselves. Tamaloma, Loyomim, Rishonim, from the, this is talking about how you may ask for the earlier days, which were before Adam, meaning as long as it was in the days of creation, you may ask. Okay? Only if it's, you know, only teach to one person, though. So now, Yochol Yishal Adam Malamalo. So what about if a person can ask what's above the Shemaim, Malamata, what's underneath the Shemaim or the Aretz, Malifnim, what's either before or to the extremity, Mala Achor, and what's afterwards, okay, or like the west. Tamaloma, it says, Ulamikte Shemaim, from one extreme of the Shemaim, Ad Kitzei Shemaim, to one other extreme. So from one edge, basically, to the other edge. Says the Gemara, Ulamikte Shemaim, from within the border, the Ad Kitzei Shemaim, to the other border, after Shul, you may ask. The Einatar Shoel, Malamala, but you can't ask what's beyond. What's above, Malamala, what's below, Malathim, what's before, and what's La'achor, what's afterwards. That was the end of the Braisa. Now the Gemara asks, Hashta Denakalei L'mikteh Shemayim. Now that we've learnt out from L'mikteh Shemayim, Va'ad Kateh Shemayim, basically you can't ask what's outside the borders. So there's two, basically what's the difference between time and space? It's the same thing. Don't ask outside. To the beginning of the pasuk, when it said "Lemina Yom Hashem Bara Elokim Ala Oretz," right? When Hashem created from the days, we're talking about time. Why do we need that? Basically, we can learn it all out from the latter part of the pasuk. So Lamali. So answers the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar. Like Rabbi Elazar said, the Amar Elazar, Adam Rishon, the first, right? Adam Rishon was Mina Oretz. Ad-Rakia. He was so tall, he went from the ground until the Shemayim. Shenema, we're going to prove that. It says, Lamina Yom, Asher Bara Elohim, Adam Ala Oretz. So you see, Adam is Ala Oretz. And the Gemara is missing a little bit over here, which the Bach adds in, also Rashi adds in. It says, Ulamiktei Hashemayim. And he goes up to the Shemayim. So you see that Adam Rishon was so tall, he went from the Oretz to the Mikzei Shemayim. The Kivin Shastorach. And sin as he basically sinned, Peniach Hashem placed the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yod HaVelov, his hands upon him. For me also, and he shrunk in. Shenema, Achor V'Kedem. So afterwards and before, Taratani, he formed me. So it sounds like it was two creations for him. V'Teshu like Apecha, and Hashem placed upon me your hand, basically. And Hashem basically created him big, and then placed his hand upon him and made him small. So another, Amar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Adam Rishon, Misofa Oilom Va'ad Soifa, from one extreme of the world to the one extremity to the other. And now we're talking about horizontal, not vertical. Basically, it's really wide in a sense. Haya. Shneema Lamina Yom, Asher Bara Elohim, Adam Ala Oretz. The point is over here. Lamikteh Shemayim, Ad Kitteh Shemayim, from one extremity to the other extremity. And now we're learning it's talking from horizontally. And Kimish Astorah, and sin as he sinned. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yad Olav, Hashem placed his hand upon him, and Mi'ot Tov, and he shrunk him. Shneema, V'toshes Alai Kepecha, and he placed his hand upon him, and he shrunk him. So now, ask the Gemara, Ik Hachi Koshu Krayahodi. If that's the case, the Pesukim actually contradict one another. Was he going from like basically vertically really big or horizontally really big? So answer the Gemara, Aidi Chad Shiruhu. They're actually one the same length. And it's talking about if Adam Rishon was basically standing upright or was lying down. Another statement, Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, Asara Devarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. There were 10 things created on the first day of creation. Ve'eluhim, and these are them. Shemaim, the heavens, Va'aretz, and the ground. Toyu, we're going to explain what that is. V'voy, we're going to explain what that is. Or V'choshek, light and darkness. V'ruach, the spirit. Umayim, water. V'midas Yom, V'midas Laila. And the length of the day and the night. Shemayim. Now we're proving it. Shemayim, Baretz, they were created on the first day of the Chassid. How do we know that? Bereshis, in the beginning, Bara Elohim, as a Shemayim, Baretz, back clear. Okay, Tohu, Bavoyu. They were created on the first day. The Chassid, we're going to prove that. Baretz, Haisa, Sohu, Bavoyu. Baretz was, well, we need to translate as void and desolate right now, but we'll see what it really means in this Gemara. So you see, anyway, it was on the first day. Or Bechoshech. There, that was the fifth and sixth thing. Choshech, how do we know Choshech? Dichsiv, Choshech, Alpenei, Tohoi. And that was done on the first day. Or, Dichsid, V'or, Vayomer Elokim, Yor, on the first day. Ruach HaMayim, how do you know Ruach HaMayim was created on the first day? Dichsid, V'ruach, the Spirit, Elokim of Hashem, Merech HaFest, was hovering Al Panei HaMayim, upon the water. So you see that Hashem was there and the Mayim was also there. So that was, so you see the Ruach and the, the Ruach that Hashem created and also the water were there on the first day. Midas Yom and Midas Laila, how do you know the length of the day and night were created on the first day? Dichsid, Vayehi Erev, it was evening, Vayivoika, and it was morning, Yom Echad, one day. In fact, we just proved those 10 things we create on the first day. Tana, we're going to price it. Toyu, what is Toyu? Kav, it's a line, Yarok, a green line. Shemekif, that encircles Eskola Oilam, the whole world, Kuloi. Shemimenu, from it, from this line, the green line, Yotze Choshech, was emitted darkness. We'll prove that, Shinema. It says Yoshes in place, Choshech, right, Sisro, which will kind of hide Hashem, Sevivo Yisov, around it, and here it means around the world. Okay, so we proved that basically it was something that was encircling the world. Okay, Vohu, what's Vohu? Continuing the Brisa. Those, Elu Avonim, these are stones, Amophomos, these damp stones, Hamashuka Ois, that are sunken in, but to home into the depths, Shemehem, from them, Yotzes Mayim, comes out water. Shinema, we're going to prove that Toho is a line and a bow are stones. Shinema, Venota, Aleha, Kab, Toyu. And he stretched upon it a line of Toho. So we see Toho is a line. But Avne, Vo, and the stones are Vo. So we see stones, the Vo is stones. But ask the Gemara, in fact, let's go back in the Gemara, but Orba Yom Rishon Ivri, was the light really created on the first day, like we said earlier? But Haksiv, it says in the pasuk, "V'yitein oisam elokim." Hashem placed them, Barukia, Hashemayim, in the firmament. Uksiv, it is written, "Vayera, Vayvoika." It was evening and morning. Yom Ravi. So it was created. You see over here, light was created on the fourth day. Answer the Gemara. Could Rabbi Elazar? No, it's not Rabbi Elazar. Not Rabbi Elazar, or Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu. The light that Hashem created, Yom Rishon, on the first day. Adam, a person, is soifa, with it, he can look, boy, misoifa oilam, from one end of the world, but ad soifa, to the other end of the world. However, the kivin shinistakel, Hashem looked, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'dora mabel, in the generation of the flood, v'dora floga, and the people around the Tower of Babel, v'rosh ma'asehem, and he saw that their deeds, mukukolin, were messed up. Omad, he stood, Hashem, v'gonzo, and he stored it away, hid it away, mehem, from these evil people. Shinema says the pasuk v'yimna, and he held back nushaim, from the evil people, or their light. Okay, so we see that basically Hashem created it on the first day and he hid it. Ulami gonzo, ask the Gemara. So who did Hashem hide this light away for? The tzadikim la'asid lavoi, for the righteous people in the world to come. Shinema v'yar elokim. Or Hashem saw the light, Kitov, that it was good. Okay, but Ein Toiv says over here, Toiv means Ela Tzadik, means Tzadik over here. Shinema, we're going to prove that. Imru, Tzadik, Kitov. Say that to people, Tzadik, to be a Tzadik, Kitov, that's good. Tzadik is Tov. Kivan Shira, or sin as it saw, the light saw, Shigonzo, that Hashem hid it away, the Tzadikim, for the Tzadikim in the future. Somach, the light was happy. Shinemo, or Tzadikim, the light of the righteous, Yismach, will be happy, or was happy. Okay, this is actually a dispute when the light was created. Kitanai. Okay, or Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light that Hashem created, B'yom Rishon, on the first day. Adam Tzoyfe, a person can look with it, and maybe it's also looking, by Misoyfe Oilam V'ad Tzoyfe, from one end of the world to the other. Divrei Rebbe Yaakov. The Chachamim Amrin, the Chachamim disagree. Hein, hein, Ma'oros, Shenivra Yom Rishon. That light that you're speaking about, was the same light that was on the fourth day. The Lo Nislu Ad Yom Rivi'i. And they weren't put in place, literally hung, suspended until Yom Rivi'i. Hashem created on the first day. It was like in the storehouse or whatever, and then on the fourth day he actually placed in position. Amar Rav Zutra, says Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, this is back to the Gemara, Ba'asara devarim nivra oilam. With the aid of, with the use of 10 things, the world was created. Listing, right? B'chokhma, first one, with wisdom, tavuna, understanding, b'das, and intellect. Yeah, b'koach, with strength, b'gara. This is like rebuke. Yeah, b'gvura, and might, b'tzedek, with merit or justice. Yeah, b'tzedek, so merit, tzedek, b'mishpat is justice. B'chesed, b'rachamim, with loving kindness and mercy. That was 10 things. Okay, we're going to prove that from Pesukim. B'chokhma, it was created with chokhma, u'b'tzeruna, and also with tzeruna, tichsi. Hashem, b'chokhma, yosod eretz. Hashem, with wisdom, he established the ground. Koinein, and he also supported the shemayim, the heavens, b'tzeruna, with understanding. So we see over there, chokhma and tzeruna. B'das, how do we know das? Tichsi, b'day toy, with his das, tohoimois, the depths, Nivko were cloven. Okay, so you see over that was talking about the creation of the world. B'koach of Gvura, also the world was created with Koach and Gvura, Dichsiv, Meichin Harim B'koichoi. He sets the mountains B'koichoi. So when he created the world, yeah, he created it with Koach. Nezar is girded B'Gvura. So you see the Gvura also in the creation. B'Gara, also the world was created with the use of Gara, Dichsiv. Amen Shemayim, the pillars of the heavens, Yerovifu, were soft, Vismo, and they were shocked, Migar Asoi, and they became solid from his rebuke. B'tzedek of a Mishpat, how do you know that the world was created with Tzedek and Mishpat? Tichsib, Tzedek of Mishpat. Okay, that Mechoin means the foundation of Kisecha, of your throne of glory. And I suppose, and that's part of the creation, the throne as well. Bechesed v'rachamim, also with the chesed v'rachamim, tichsid, zechor rachamecha, Hashem, you should remember your rachamim Hashem, bechesedecha, and also your loving kindness, ki me'oilam heima, this is the point, me'oilam, they were forever, they were eternal, so they created from the beginning. Okay, another statement, v'amar rav yehud amar rav, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rab. B'shar shebara kadosh baruch es ha'olam. When Hashem created the world, hayamarchiv, it was getting wider, v'holech continuously, kishter pikiyos, like two balls of wool, shel shesi, of the wool that you use, it's the vertical wool, ad shegar v'ya kadosh baruch, until Hashem rebuked them, kind of like a growled at them, v'ha'emidoi, and he stopped them. Shne'emar, Amadu Shemayim, the pillars of the heavens, Yerovifu, were, I suppose over here, were loose and going out, and then they got shocked, Migaroso, and they stopped. Behind the Amar Reish Lakish, this fits in with what Reish Lakish said, Maidichsi, what does it mean when it says, Ani Kel Shakai, Shem says, I am Kel Shakai, Ani, who, I am the person who said, Shemar to the Olam, die, stop, enough, right? So Amar Reish Lakish says Reish Lakish, "B'shar shebarah Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem created as a yam, the sea, hayamarchiv, a similar thing. It was also getting wider, v'holeh continuously. Atchigarba, until Hashem rebuked it, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'yavshehu, and it dried out. Shinema, goer v'yam, he rebuked or he growled at the sea, v'yavshehu, and it dried out. V'chol anaros, and all the rivers hechaliv, became dry." Tanarabonim, we have a brisa. They shamayomim. They say shemayim nivru tachila. The first thing that was created were the heavens. Va'avakach nivreis haaretz, and then the land was created. Shinema, bring a proof. Bereishis bara elukim esar shemayim. Hashem first. You see over here, the shemayim was first. Ve'esar haaretz, and then the haaretz. Ve'beis hilalomrim. They say eretz nivreis tachila. The world was created, the land was created first, v'akirach, and then Shemaim was second. Shenema, v'yoyim asois Hashem, Elokim, Aretz, so you see Aretz came first, v'shemaim, and then Shemaim. Now, Amalehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, v'divrechem, according to what you say, according to your words, this is by Prosperous, to say, Adam boina aliyah, a person's going to build the second floor, but Achachach Bonu Bayis, and then he's going to build the first floor. Doesn't make sense. And how do I know that the Shemaim is like an attic, the second floor, Shenema? Habona v'Shemaim, the person who built, the one who builds in Hashem in the Shemaim, in the heavens, Ma'al Yosov, his, like, upper floor. So you see over here that obviously the Shemaim is the second floor, so obviously he built the Eretz first. But Agudosoi and his group, means the people, Al Eretz Yosodor, he established it then. Okay? Omalehem. So now, Beis Shammai is going to say something to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is going to say, Hillel, according to what you're saying, Beis Hillel. Okay? Adam, Boina, Oise, Seraph, Seraph. A person, this is preposterous. So you're going to say a person's going to build his footstool, but Akakach, Oise, Kise, and then he's going to build his chair. Okay, Shneema, it can't be. Obviously, you build your chair first, and then you build the footstool according to it. Shneema, Komo Hashem, Dusli said Hashem, Shemaim Kisi. The Shemaim is my throne, my chair. So that's why. So that's the Ikka, that was what would you build first? The Horeh Sadam Gaglai. And the earth is my footstool. The Chomer, third opinion. The Chomer Amrim, Zer Vezer, Ke'achas, Nivru, they were created together, the Shemaim and the Horeh. Together. Shneema. It says, Af Yodi Yosdo, also my hand founded it, the Eretz, Yemini, and my right hand, Tifcho Shemaim, measured, Tifcho is measured the Shemaim. This is the point over here. Hashem says, Kore Ani Alehem, I called out to them, Yamdu, you should stop, Yachdab, together. So you see, the point is Yachdab, together, that we created, together. That was the end of the Braisa, the Idach. So Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, how did they learn this my Yachdav? How did they learn Yachdav? Because they said one came before the other. Means the low Mishdaltim Haradi, that they will not become separated ever. The Shemaim and the Oretz always together. That's the Yachdav. Now, anyway, ask the Gemara, Mimkol Makom, Koshu Krayahod, there's a contradiction. One says that Oretz came first, and one came the Shemaim came first. So Amar Reish Lakish says Reish Lakish, this is how we can resolve it. Kishinivro, there's two points in creation. There was actual creation. So what is Kinivru? Boro Shemaim. Hashem created the Shemaim. But Akachach Boro Oretz. Then he created the Oretz. However, Kishinotah, when he spread them out, Nota Oretz, he spread out the land. But Akachach Nota Shemaim. And then he spread it out the Shemaim. So I suppose it's 1-1. It kind of evens out. So it seems together, whatever that means. So my Shemaim. What does it mean when it says Shemaim? What's this word? It's a strange word. So Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yosi, Bar Chanina, Shemaim. It's like Rashi Tevos, right? Shemaim is also like the word Shemaim. It stands for there's water. But Masni Satana, Masida in a similar vein, but just slightly different. What does Shemaim mean? It means Eish Umayim. So that's the, you know, the shin of the Eish, and the Mayim is Shemaim. Because it milamei expresses about Shemaim, Shehavion, that Hashem brought them, meaning Eish and Mayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Tarth and Zebazeh, and he mixed them one with the other, the Osam Henrikia, and he made from them the firmament and the brighter. Shal Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel asked a question, as Rabbi Kiva. Hishai Malcolm Bedev. Who else is walking along? Amalei says Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Kiva. Ata Shishimashta es Nachum Ish Gamzu. When you, Mishamish Rebbe, Nachamish Gamzu, Chofei Shona, the 22 years, Shahaya Doresh, he used to make Doresh called Essin, all when it says S in the Torah, S is coming to teach you something, Shabbat Torah. So the following S, when it says S, Hashemayim Vesa Oretz, right, these two Essin over here, when Hashem created the world, Mahaya Doresh Ben, what did Nachamish Gamzu learn from them? So Rebbe Kiva said to Ishmael, Amalei, Ilu Nema, it would have just said, Shemaim Va'oretz, meaning without the S, Ha'isi Oime, I would have wanted to say, Shemaim is Shemoy Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Shemaim is one of the names of Hashem. Akshav Shenema, now that it says, Es Shemaim Va'oretz, the S's of the Shemaim Va'oretz, now I know, Shemaim means Shemaim Mamash, means the heavens, and Eretz means Eretz Mamash. Now, Es Oretz, so basically, it would be enough to just say Es Shemaim and Oretz. Why does he need Es Oretz? Because we know it's already not a name of Hashem. So, Lamali. So, he's going to tell you the Hakdim Shemaim Oretz. To tell you that the Shemaim came before the Oretz. Okay, we're going to stop at the top of your base on the base there.